Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, January 9th, and coming up in today's episode, as allies scramble, is it the end of India block for good? What caused the massive stampede at Tirupati? Elgar Parishad Maoist links case accused, researcher and activist granted bail. And politics over California wildfires as lakhs look for rescue. First up, was India block's grand alliance and camaraderie a one-time wonder? Or was the mishmash of clashing ideologies and ambitions doomed to fail from the very beginning? The writing on the wall suggests it's a mix of both, most probably. The recent public and vocal support for Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal by tall leaders of India bloc such as Mamata Banerjee, Tejaswi Yadav and Akhilesh Yadav, as confessed by Aam Aadmi leader Arvind Kejriwal in a press conference, must have the Congress concerned. And now their ally NP in Kashmir has also hinted, what's the future of India bloc? Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said today, quote, there is no clarity about India Alliance's leadership or agenda, and the opposition bloc must be dissolved if it was just formed for the parliament election last year. The National Conference leader was responding to a question on Delhi Assembly polls, which is witnessing a three-cornered fight between the Aam Aadmi Party, Bharatiya Janata Party and Congress to win the national capital. Interestingly, the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress tied up for the Lok Sabha elections months back but are now at each other's throats. The ambitious run to claim the national capital has revealed multiple fault lines within the already fragile alliance. Quote, I cannot say anything about this because we have nothing to do with Delhi elections. AAP, Congress and other parties on the ground must decide how to combat Bharatiya Janata Party. As far as I remember, there was no time limit to the India Alliance. Unfortunately, no India Alliance meeting is being organized, so there is no clarity about leadership agenda or our existence. They should wind up the alliance in case it was just for the parliament elections, unquote, Mr. Abdullah told news agency ANI. He also questioned Congress's role as the leadership of the India bloc. In the aftermath of the Congress suffering poll setbacks from Haryana to Maharashtra, questions have been raised if the main opposition party should lead the India bloc. Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee has offered to lead the bloc if given an opportunity, and several partners have backed her, including veteran leader of RJD in Bihar, Lalu Prasad Yadav. Over the past few weeks, leaders of Aam Aadmi Party and Congress have been targeting each other with their campaign for the capital contest. While Congress leader have accused Arvind Kejriwal-led party of corruption and poor governance, Aam Aadmi Party has alleged that Congress is hand in glove with the Bharatiya Janata Party and declared them to be a B team of BJP. Delhi elections will take place on February 5th and the results will be declared on February 8th. Will Arvind Kejriwal make a third term return as the Chief Minister of Delhi, or will BJP come back after a break of almost 25 years? Or will Congress go back to the glory days of former Chief Minister Sheila Dixit? Two days before the Vaikuntha Ekadasi festival was set to begin in Lord Venkateshwara Swami Temple on Andhra Pradesh's Tirumala Hills, large crowds descended at over 90 ticket counters set up for the festival leading up to the massive stampede, in which several were killed. A BBC report stated the temple has meanwhile apologized for the massive tragedy, condoling the deaths. As NDTV reported, arrangements were in place for the distribution of 120,000 tokens to devotees for the Sarva Darshan or free darshan of Lord Venkateshwara Swami for the first 3 days of the annual darshan on January 10th to 12th. According to the pre-planned sequence of events, darshan tokens for the 10-day festival were to be handed from 5 a.m. on Thursday, but thousands of people gathered a night before at counters set up by the Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam or TDD, which oversees the temple operations. The distribution arrangements were made at 94 counters at three pilgrim lodges. Tirupati Municipal Commissioner N. Morayu said the situation went out of control at a counter set up at MGM High School in Bairag Pateta near the Vishnu Nivasam Temple. Around 4 to 5,000 people thronged the counter from Wednesday morning. By the evening, the crowd became unruly, leading to pushing and jostling, according to the authorities. According to B.R. Naidu, chairman of TDD, when a gate was opened to assist a woman feeling unwell, the crowd surged forward all at once, leading to chaos. Lack of adequate arrangements to manage the crowds resulted in a stampede late Wednesday evening in which at least 6 devotees died and over 40 were injured. Tirupati collector S. Venkateshwar told NDTV
that it took around 15 minutes to control and evacuate the crowd. The festival allows devotees to pray to the deity Lord Venkateshwara from the northern entrance of the temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his thoughts were with those who lost their near and dear ones. Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi urged Congress workers to provide all possible assistance in this difficult time. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, meanwhile, N. Chandrababu Naidu condoled the incident, saying it deeply disturbed him. Before he visited the stampede site today, he said on X, quote, "The death of several devotees in a stampede near Vishnu Nivasam in Tirupati for tokens to visit Tirumala Srivari Vaikuntha Dwara has shocked me. This tragic incident, which took place at a time when devotees had gathered in large numbers for tokens, deeply disturbed me," unquote. The Bombay High Court on Wednesday granted bail to Delhi-based researcher Rona Wilson and activist Sudhir Thalwale, arrested in the Elgar Parishad Maoist link case in 2018, stating the trial in this case was yet to start. The arrest of Wilson even figured in the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF report, which claims that UN human rights experts have expressed concerns that the charges against him and the other activists in the same case are, quote, "being used to silence human rights defenders who promote and protect India's right to Dalit, indigenous and tribal communities," unquote. Granting the bail against a surety of rupees 1 lakh each, a division bench of Justices A.S. Gadkari and Kamal Khata noted that the two had spent more than 6 years in jail as under-trial prisoners. Wilson and Dhavale were directed by the High Court to appear before a special NIA court during the trial, surrender their passports and not leave the city until the trial is over. The court said, and I quote, "They have been in jail since 2018. Even the charges in this case are yet to be framed. The prosecution has cited over 300 witnesses, and thus there is no possibility of the trial to conclude in near future," unquote, and announced their bail. Defense lawyers said once they get the operative order from High Court, they would move the special NIA court to complete formalities of the release of Wilson and Dhavale from Taloja prison near Mumbai. With this bail order, 10 out of 16 people arrested have gone bail in the case so far, which was registered by Pune police in 2018, alleging that the accused were involved in provocative speeches delivered at the Elgar Parishad conclave held in Pune on December 31, 2017, and it triggered violence in the Bhima Koregaon region in Pune district the next day. The Pune police have claimed that the conclave was backed by Maoists. Varvara Rao, Sudha Bhardwaj, Anand Teltumde, Vernon Gonsalves, Arun Ferreira, Shama Sheen, Gautam Navlakha and Mahesh Raut were granted bail earlier in the same case. However, Raut remained inside the jail after the NIA challenged his bail order in Supreme Court. On Tuesday, the special NIA court granted him interim bail for 18 days to enable him to appear for an LLB exam. Stan Swamy, one of the accused, died in 2021 while still in prison. He was suffering from multiple ailments. Wilson, who was arrested in June 2018 from his home in Delhi, was described by the probe agencies as allegedly being one of the top brass of urban Maoists. Dhavale was accused of being an active member of the banned Communist Party of India Maoist. NIA submitted a charge sheet claiming that Wilson and other accused in the case were active members of the banned terrorist organization and alleged that they wanted to establish a Janta Sarkar by a revolution supported by commitment to protracted armed struggle to undermine and seize power from the state. The accused were charged with over a dozen offences, including promotion of enmity between different groups, doing acts prejudicial to maintenance of harmony, waging war against the government, and several sections under stringent anti-terror law, Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump is trying his best to politicize the California wildfires, even as 6 people have died and over a lakh have evacuated from the region, leaving their home and life to burn down to ashes. Trump posted on his Truth Social account calling Governor Newsom as new scum. He alleged, quote, "Governor Gavin Newsom was responsible for the chaos and blamed him for not having signed a treaty in order to protect some unimportant fish," according to Trump. The governor slammed the president-elect from his account, quote, "People are literally fleeing. Kids have lost their schools, communities have lost their churches, families have lost their homes, some people have even lost their lives, and the president-elect's response is to politicize it." We'll continue to focus on what matters, saving lives and putting out these unprecedented fires, unquote. Much of Los Angeles water comes from Colorado River, and agriculture takes the lion's share of water flowing into Southern California, AFP reported. And Donald Trump had cited this lack of water and the unsigned treaty to have factored in into the inability to control the fires. Outgoing President Joe Biden has canceled a trip to Italy to focus on the firefight. Quote, we're doing everything and anything, and as long as it takes, to contain these fires, unquote. Over 70,000 people were evacuated from Los Angeles and Greater Los Angeles area of California in the last 24 hours alone due to the 4 and 5 major fires that remained uncontained as the wind speed was quite high in the Palisades, Eaton and Hearst areas, NDTV's Vishnu Shoms ground report stated. Los Angeles is fighting the largest blaze in its history amid water and firefighting shortages. A state of emergency has been declared in the area, the Washington sending help to bring the situation under control. Retired firefighters with experience in firefighting have been called for help. More than 1,000 buildings have burnt in fires that have broken out America's second biggest city, forcing tens of thousands of people from their homes. The situation remains tense in these areas with a blanket of smoke covering the skies, the report reads. Meanwhile, an AFP report described the horror of facing fireballs raining on residents. Residents continue to evacuate or return briefly to collect their belongings if and when they can. The report states, quote, gusts are still so strong that expensive Teslas and Alfa Romeos rocked on their tires. A police car with a megaphone orders bystanders to leave the area now. Sarah Lee Stephens Shippen told AFP, and I quote, you got the ashes to worry about in your lungs. You got your life to worry about with these 80 to 100 mile gusts, talking about the wind speed. According to Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone, his crews were overwhelmed by the scale and speed of the unfolding disasters. He told AFP, and I quote, we're doing very best we can, but no, we don't have enough fire personnel in LA County between all the departments to handle this. The raging blaze in the Pacific Palisade devoured 16,000 acres area as of Wednesday afternoon and took down 1,000 homes and businesses with it. Around 10,600-acre fire was burning around Altadena in the north of the city, where flames tore through the suburban streets. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said an earlier death toll of 2 had now increased with more deaths feared. Quote, and remember, this is still a very fluid situation. There's zero containment on this fire. I'm really praying that we don't find any more dead bodies, but I think that's going to be the case, he told radio station KNX. Evacuation orders were in place for about 70,000 people across the area, with the fire blazing on. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.